I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. So excited that you are here with us today. We have an awesome show planned for you. If you are listening for the first time, you might be wondering, I've Decided, what is that all about? Well, it's pretty simple. We're an organization that's designed to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they might be. So whatever it is that you can decide to do, I've Decided wants to be with you, go along with you on your journey, and help you be successful. We provide you motivation and inspiration and tools and resources, accountability, support, information, education, and the right mindset so that you can be successful. And we love bringing awesome guests on our show to chat with them and learn from them and be inspired and just encourage us. And so I'm really excited. My two guests here today really are friends of mine, and we work together actually sometimes, and they are the fitness goddesses in our community. Have you ever looked at yourself as a fitness goddess?
No. I want my name badge to say that.
Right. I don't know where that just got. I just pulled that one out. I'm like, I'm the fitness goddesses. They look like goddesses. Really, they do. So I am here with my friend Kathy Plojek. She is the founder and owner of Studio C. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here today.
I'm excited to have you. And of course, Melissa Malbach, and she is the manager of our Curves location on Sterling Avenue in Peoria.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, today we are going to be talking about our weekly winning word. As many of you know, if you've been tuning in over the last few weeks, we like to dive in and talk about our weekly winning word. Every Sunday, we send out a weekly winning resource, and that's designed to motivate and inspire you, and you get a weekly winning word and a weekly winning quote and a goal and a challenge, and then we kind of talk about it on the radio show to just kind of take it a little bit deeper. And so today, that weekly winning word is recommit. And I thought, well, how perfect, because when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's just a constant battle. It's like every day is a recommit day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sure is. Definitely is. Yep.
And so that's what I want to talk about. You know, how do we do it? How do we convince ourselves to just recommit when we've blown it, when we messed up? I love saying a disappointment is not disaster. It's just a mistake. You know, it's a mistake, and we have to forgive ourselves. So, you know, how do we keep recommitting every day, Kathy?
So for me, my recommitment, I have goals. I have aspirations. I want to be the best version of myself. And so my recommitment is actually almost every morning. It's every morning I make the decision. I decide to get up, and I have my day planned out most days. During the day, I'm a human resources professional, and so sometimes those days get pretty crazy. But most of the time, I have my days planned out, and that always includes spending time with just myself. And so that's my recommitment, is just spending time with myself in the morning, committing and planning my day.
I love that. And my day kind of starts out like that, too. And I really think that is a key to being able to recommit on an ongoing basis, because really, we're going to make mistakes when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle. We're going to make mistakes, but we witness this every day at Curves, right, Melissa?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Every day, every week, all the time. You know, the girls are coming in, they're like, but I did this. I totally ruined my week. And I was like, well, why did you ruin your week? Because you just did this one little thing. I was like, that was just an hour. Just pick yourself back up and keep on moving. You know, there's a lot more time ahead, and you can't fix what you did, but you can keep going forward.
Yeah. And my favorite thing about Studio C and about Curves is we're right next door to each other.
Yes. Sister clubs.
And so I say this, and I say it all the time. I think we are where every woman really needs to be. I mean, if you're serious about your fitness goals and you want to be a part of a wonderful community that is fun and fast and energetic, then you got to be at Studio C or Curves or both. And you got members that come into just Studio C and members that come into just Curves and both. How does that work? Can you explain how that works a little bit, Kathy?
So, yes, we have members who are just Studio C, members who are Curves, and some are both. And so what we do, I mean, we work very well together. The ladies from Curves actually come back to Studio C. Sometimes they just watch, and they can absorb the energy that way and watch what's going on. And vice versa, you know, some of the ladies from Studio C will come back and watch what's going on in Curves and ask questions. And so I think really it's a great balance of cardio and strength training. So you get a lot of the strength training at Curves and then come in and do a fun fitness class. I mean, when you talk about fitness goddesses, my actual title is Chief Fitness Fanatic, because that's what we are. We are fanatics. And emphasis on fun, F-U-N, in there is because we make fitness fun. We are not perfect. We make mistakes. All our instructors, we have a common theme at Studio C is that there are no mistakes, only awesome solos. And sometimes there are a lot of awesome solos going on. But, you know, we pick ourselves back up. We laugh. We don't get too serious. And we're moving. We're enjoying each other's company. We're keeping each other accountable. And that's what's really special.
And it's awesome. Yeah, and it makes it so fun. And Melissa, I mean, where else can somebody work out and get all their strength training for a half hour? You say that all the time, right?
Oh, yes. I could not imagine going to your typical gym and spending an hour or 2 hours and having it be leg day or arm day or this, because I don't have time for that. I'm going to do it all, and I'm going to do it all in 30 minutes flat. And I am just so spoiled by our workout now and how effective it is and how efficient it is in this little tiny span of time that I just couldn't imagine doing much else. I mean, I do run too now since I've lost my weight with Curves, but even on those long runs, I'm like, this is taking forever because I am just so spoiled by our 30-minute workout at
Curves. Getting that 30-minute workout. So I hope you guys, you hear this energy in the studio today. You are listening to two amazing fireballs here in Peoria. And their mission is to help you and in achieving success in your healthy lifestyle journey. And we're talking about recommitting today. And it's spring. Can you believe it?
It's finally
here.
Oh my goodness.
Finally here.
It's like the winter from you know what.
Yes, yes, yes.
But here we are. It's finally spring. And there is just no better time to recommit to your health and fitness goals. And do want to make sure too, we know, because a lot of times when we think about Curves, we think women, obviously. Mm-hmm. Curves is designed specifically for women. Our machines are designed for women. But Studio C, you let the guys in.
We let the guys in. Yes, they are. They we'll are welcome. They are
right.
Welcome.
So that's pretty cool too. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We got to take a quick break. But we'll come back and talk more about recommitting to our healthy lifestyle journey. Thanks for being with us this morning. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. So happy that you are stopping by to join us this morning. If you were listening a little earlier before we took our break, then you know our guests today are Kathy Plojek. She is the owner of Studio C here in Peoria. And Melissa Malbach is the manager of Curves. And, of course, they're neighbor clubs right next door to each other, which is really awesome. And our weekly winning word is recommit. So we are talking about that recommitment, that constant, really, recommitment to our healthy lifestyle journey that we have to do, because, obviously, it's very difficult. We make mistakes. But like we were saying, if we can make it fun, like you're a fanatic, Kathy, right?
Yes, fitness fanatic.
What was your title again? I love that.
It's Chief Fitness Fanatic.
Chief Fitness Fanatic.
Correct.
Right. So if we can make it fun, then that helps to be able to recommit. And then, Melissa, you were saying fast.
Yes.
Right? If we can make it fast, that makes it a little easier to recommit. But before we took our break, Melissa, you were talking about you know, some behaviors, that mindset shift. And I love some of the things that you are sharing with me. Would you be willing to share those
with
the listeners?
Sure. So I was listening to some stuff this morning, just focusing on this word recommit, because I've been recommitting some things myself this year. And so I heard this comment about shifting your thoughts and your habits from interested to committed. You know, because of course everyone's interested in getting healthier. They're interested in doing this and that, but what are you going to change to make that commitment? And often there's sometimes where we actually have to give up another commitment to make our new commitment come to life. And that's hard, you know, because we want to be, you know, the end all be all for everybody. And we hate telling somebody no, that, you know, this is going to happen. I'm sorry, I'm not able to be a part of this anymore because I'm kind of moving this way, and this is something I really need to commit my time and energy to, but it's needed throughout our life, and we evolve, and we have to make some of those changes to get to our goal, and maybe not everyone else's goal for us.
I love how you said that we have to kind of let something else go in order to be able to recommit. And I was just thinking, too, it could just be you might have to wake up a little earlier.
Yeah,
you might have to let go sleeping in.
Yeah, it can be so simple.
Change some behaviors, right? Get to bed a little earlier so you can get up a little earlier. What do you got some thoughts on that, Kathy?
So, yes, I've really been reflecting on that lately, especially in the last year. So we opened Studio C April 21st of 2018. So we're almost coming up on our one year anniversary. I know, I'm so excited. The year has just flown by. And like I mentioned before, I work full time as a human resources professional here in Peoria. And so that is 40 hour a week plus job. And sometimes can be very, very, satisfying, very frustrating. All of the feels that you have, because you're working with people, you're working with, you know, compensation, with mentoring, with career development, all of that. And then coming to Studio C. So some of the things that I've been trying to do in the last year is be all for all. And really, I've been working on this very hard lately, of just kind of stepping back and saying, where is Kathy in all of this? Where am I? What, in order for me to be able to reach out and help others and reach their goals and their fitness goals, I have to be able to take care of me. So I've been deliberately taking time for myself in the morning and working towards that evening kind of unwind time to just really reflect on what am I going to do for me to be healthy. And then there are some things, you know, I want to be at the studio all the time. I want to be teaching 5 to 6 classes a week and just, you know, energetic. But then that is maybe not giving enough time to my husband, you know, and spending time with him. So I'm giving up part of that. So just really for me, it's all about balance. And making sure that, first of all, I'm taking care of myself. And then secondly, then the other things will come in naturally.
Oh, yeah. I love that, Kathy. That is so awesome. Because especially as women, you know, guys do it too. But women, we do tend to want to be all for all, right? And if we don't, like you said, you got to change some things up in order to be able to recommit. And that requires, it might be that you need that time alone to, you know, decompose, just kind of relax. So what are some other things that you had over there, Melissa?
Oh, goodness. So some of the other things that I have is, are you sliding or deciding? I heard that.
I thought that was so cool.
I know, right?
I love, anytime we talk about decide, I'm all over that because I love that. Are you sliding or deciding?
Yeah, because you always hear people are like, oh, you should do this and you should do that. And oh, you totally have to do this. Come with me, do this. And your brain's spinning and you're in 50 million different ways. And so you have to slide with your friends or decide what's a good fit for you. You know, is this where I am supposed to be? And sometimes you have to slide in a few things and slide back out because it didn't work out so well. But then you do end up deciding what's a good fit, then where you can actually make these like little tiny accomplishments and commit to these small things, which get you to the grand finale, the big thing that you're actually wanting to accomplish.
Yeah. So yeah, another way of putting that, are you floating down the river? Just going where the river's going to take you? Or are you making the decisions? Do you have those goals? Are you in charge of where it's going?
Yeah. So this thing I listened to today, it says commitment is a foundation of a great accomplishment. And I was like, how cool is that? You know what I mean? Like, and just baby commitments, like you said, just getting up on time, you know, not setting that snooze button, that 15 minutes, you know, what you can do in that a little amount of time can be a game changer for your day and to help you get farther towards your goal. It's sometimes we overthink things, and sometimes it's just something so small, these little tiny baby commitments that get us that much closer to our goal, that much faster.
I know. I get a perfect example. Just, you know, this past week, I woke up, my morning alarm in my mind goes off because I'm used to getting up and running, but it was a day I wasn't going to run, but I naturally woke up. It was like 5 a.m. And then I wanted to just lay there and kind of try to go back. I'm like, ooh, you can sleep another hour. You know, close your eyes, try to go back to sleep. And I'm not going to lie, I did it for about 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, you got another hour. And then I just finally, after about 10 minutes, I thought, this is dumb. Get up, go read your Bible, do your little devotion that sets your day that you love, and you're going to be so much better. And so, of course, it's exactly what you're saying. It's like taking that time to do the things that make you better and being committed to that. Say that quote one more time.
Which one?
The committed.
The
one.
Commitment is a foundation of a great accomplishment.
The commitment is a foundation of a great accomplishment. I love it. And then this is what's in our success planner and journal, our I've Decided success planner and journal. This is the quote of the week. How many times should you recommit? As many times as it takes.
That's what I was just going to say. As often as it takes. Sometimes it's 5 times in one day that you're recommitting. So yeah, I know. It's like, I have a servant heart, and so I want to help others, and I want to, as I'm going through this transition this week, or this just recently, this mind shift, that the shift in my mind is, am I being selfish because I'm wanting to take that time and I can't?
Oh my gosh, we got to take a break, but we're going to come right back to that because that is a great topic. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back with a lot of good information for you. Everybody. Hey, welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. So excited that you are here with us this morning and tuning in. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And if you've been with us, you know we are speaking with Kathy Plojek, the owner of Studio C, and Melissa Malbach, the manager of Curves. And of course, their neighboring facilities and just an awesome collaboration there. And we've been talking about this word recommit because obviously when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle and really in anything that you want to do, it's just a constant recommitment, a constant recommitment. But Kathy, you were saying before the last break, and I really want to come back to that because this whole servant heart and really wanting to be able to help everyone. And I know you guys, you're listening. There's got to be many of you too that you want to do everything. You want to help people. You really, it's in you. That's who you are. And that's what you were saying, Kathy. You have a servant heart, and I know Melissa does too, but you know, how did it help us? Help us overcome what was saying no. Like, what are your suggestions to help us figure this out?
So it's hard. It's a conscious decision almost, every day. Sometimes it's every hour. And just really focusing on, because sometimes, you want to be all for everyone and you want to help everyone. I mean, that's nature. That's what we do. When members walk into Studio C or to Curves, we want to be there for them. We want to help them for accountability, our goals, whatever they need, we're there for them. And sometimes it's almost like you feel guilty if you're not able to be all for everyone. And so I really have been reflecting on that lately. And for example, I love teaching fitness classes, but I've been doing teaching almost every day, sometimes back-to-back classes. And I have to make a decision. Am I going to be a business owner or am I going to be an instructor or am I going to be a wife? Am I going to be a human resources professional? All of those things that are kind of pulling at us and people are wanting us to go in different directions. It's really just slowing down and having that mindset. What do you want to be? And we were sharing during the break as we were talking, I have a coworker that actually took a post-it note and wrote no on it and put it up on my computer because it's something that hasn't been in my vocabulary. It's like, yes, I can do that. You know, yes, I can help you with that. Yes, I'll do that event or whatever. And it's just really finding time again, like I mentioned earlier, finding time for myself to be able to work on me and be stronger is the way that I can recommit and not feeling guilty about it.
And you said something that I think is key, and you guys, I hope you got this. You said you were wearing all those hats, but knowing your goals, do you want to be the instructor? Do you want to be a business owner? Those are decisions that have to be made so that you know what direction you want to go, right? Mm-hmm. I do a lot of public speaking right now, and one of my life's dreams is to be a motivational speaker. And so that is my goal. That's my dream. So when something pops up that has to do with me being a motivational speaker, being asked to speak, I can almost always bet I'm going to say, figure out if I don't already have another commitment. That's going to be a yes, right? That's something that is very, very important to me. And so knowing what your goals are and the direction you want to go, it's got to be clear.
Right. And I'm working with someone right now, a real good friend of all of us, I think, Mary Arnapple Durker. I'm working with her.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Hello,
Mary.
Hi, Mary. I love you. And she's probably just like beaming over the radio here, but just really focusing on, okay, where do you want Studio C to be in 3 years? Where do you want it? Where do you want to be in your career as a human resources professional? And setting those goals. And then that helps me, for example, write the business plan for Studio C. I mean, we're less than a year old, and I have yet to really put down in writing what is Studio C and what do we want it to be. It's just, I've just been going full force in the last almost 11 months. And so I'm just really sitting down and reflecting on that and setting those goals. And then it helps as things come up, be able to say yes, you know, or no, I can't do that right now.
That's right. And once you know that, it can help. What do you got to say about that, Melissa?
I'm just kind of giggling.
You're just giggling, listening in.
Because you and I were working together on a shift one night, and you were trying to get ready for a conference, and you were trying to write the mission statement for I've Decided.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, oh, my gosh, because it was just so long. And I looked at you, and I'm like, Kim, I was like, what is it? What is I've Decided? And you're like, no, I said, no, tell me right now, hurry up, what is it? And you just blurted it out, and I was like, that's it. That's it. That's exactly what it is. And it reminds me back to a Friends episode a long time ago, too. I don't remember who it was. One of the characters, they were playing a game and they asked this like question game, like, you know, what do you like on your sandwich? What do you want to do this? What do you want to do here? And then what is your biggest goal? And then you have like just a quick second to blurt it out, because sometimes the hardest part is saying it out loud, because when you say it out loud, you just declared it. And maybe you're going to let somebody down by what you said, but it's ultimately what you want. And because some people are just like, I have no clue what I want. You really do know what you want. It's just spitting it out so that you've actually declared it and you can move forward.
Or you know what you want. You're just a little afraid to say it. You know,
yes.
My whole life, I've known I wanted to be a motivational speaker, but I was never able to say that because in my mind, I thought people would be like, well, who do you think you're all? You know, they would start questioning, is she really motivational or not? You know what I mean? That whole judgment thing, really crazy. We'll talk about that. We got to take a quick break here.
Okay.
But this is good stuff, guys. I hope you are enjoying this show. And I really, you know, my mindset as we started the show was kind of going down the healthy lifestyle, because that's what you guys do. That's what we do. But I'm just correlating this to all kinds of things in my life. Really, goals and things that it's all the same. Really. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. I am in the studio today with my friends, Kathy Plojek, owner of Studio C, and Melissa Malbach. She is the manager of Curves. And over the last 25 minutes or so, we've just been talking about recommit, the word recommit, and how important it is that you understand what your goals are so that you can recommit and you can take those steps that you need to in order to be successful. And really, that's what I've decided is all about. We want to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they are. So I hope that you've maybe been taking some notes while you're listening, if you're driving in your car, of course. But if you're at home and you're listening, taking some notes, and I'm wondering, you know, what is it that you will recommit to? Have you had some ideas or thoughts as you've been tuning in this morning and thinking of, is it your healthy lifestyle? Or, you know, maybe you started out the year wanting to be more organized, or you wanted to wake up earlier, or, live a healthy lifestyle, or whatever it might be. But what are you going to recommit to? Because as we were saying before the show, we took our last break, I kind of went into this thinking on a healthy lifestyle, but as I've been listening to you, Kathy and Melissa, share this morning, I'm like, this really applies to everything in our life, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They all kind of trickle into each other.
Yeah. So is there anything, you got your paper over there, Melissa, your notes, anything else on there that good stuff you want to share this morning?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I guess I heard this one more quote. It says, knowing how you want to shape your life shapes your commitment. Ooh. So what is it that you want? And it could be more than just one thing. There could be two aspects of things that you want. So once you decide what you want, then you can decide what it is you want to do about it, what it is you want to decide to get a little bit closer. And it doesn't have to be some major commitment. Remember those little tiny commitments, those daily commitments, getting up on time, making your bed, you know, walking past this at the grocery store, anything you decide, those tiny little commitments ultimately shape the big commitment that you want to make.
Those little commitments over and over. Yeah, you have something to add to that, Kathy?
Well, so I was thinking about, and again, this was a reflection that I had this week, and, you know, really, who is Kathy Plojak, and what is my vision of what Kathy Plojak will be in the next 3, 5, 10 years? And it comes down to I want to be a healthy, strong woman business owner. So those four words, you know, health is important, strong, both emotionally and physically, and then, of course, the woman business owner is an awesome part of that, too, in Studio C.
Yeah. So you find those words even that adds that value. You're like what you were saying earlier, Melissa, when we were talking about coming up with our purpose with I've Decided and our mission statement. Mm-hmm. And I just really wanted those short, sweet, powerful, you know, the definition of what we do, our purpose and our mission statement. And our mission statement that I've decided is simple. It's simply your success. Our mission is your success. And that's what we want to help. That's what we do. We want to help people be successful. So when we know that, we can start to build off of that and start to build those blocks, if you will, that say, is this going to be something that's going to help somebody be successful? If it is, we want to look into that. If it's not, that's not what we do. Right.
Yeah.
And so it helps us even like I think about at the garden. Yeah. We out of the garden, we're doing workshops and seminars and we host our business network meetings out there. And on the fourth Friday, we do our success socials for all of our community members and business members. And I was approached a little while ago about someone who wanted to do kind of a vendor fair out there every month. And it sounds good, doesn't it? It's like, oh, cool. That's kind of cool. But then when I sat back and I thought about it, I'm like, well, but is that really who we are? Do we really want to become a vendor fair? Is that really help? Is that giving people what they need to be successful? In some means, you might be able to break it down and find a way to make it where it could, but it's not really what we're doing.
And sometimes it's, you know, you have to think with your life, too. You may have committed to something because that's who you were. But who is it you want to be now? Because we evolve. Ooh. And that changes so, so much. I mean, and where is it that you want to be later, too? And don't feel bad that if where you want to go next is not where you are currently. I mean, you have to be happy. And so if where you are now is not where you want to be, that's okay. You know, we change and things just keep rolling along and it all works out great. So.
Well, and I love that you said, I mean, that's so awesome. What you said was what you maybe where your goals were in the past, they've changed. I mean, they have for you, Kathy.
Oh, definitely changed. Yes, yes.
I mean, I can just see the business owner.
Right.
1 year in.
I had no vision 2 years ago that I would. I mean, yeah, I was dabbling in fitness classes and things like that, and then just really took a leap and said, I want to do this. I want to own my own business. And, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting. And my husband, he's like, I'm so proud of you. You know, and I mean, like, you own a business. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's exciting.
It is very exciting. But really, you had, like Melissa was saying earlier, you had to let some things go.
Right.
And that's what you're learning right now.
That's what I'm learning right now. Yes.
You're having big to decide time. What uh-huh. things you got. Yeah.
Yes, so yes, yes. See,
perfect example of what you were just saying, Melissa. Kathy's whole, you're like, yeah, you're talking my language.
Yes, definitely. I'm like, yes, sister.
All right. Well, we're wrapping up the show, but really quickly, we have to tell you, we would be doing you a disservice, really, if we didn't tell you that we want you to come visit us at Studio C or Curves or both. And it's a great place for you to get healthy, to recommit. It's spring. So tell us what's going on. I know Melissa Curves has got a good deal coming up with the food drive.
We do. We have our food drive next week, the 25th, I believe, through the 30th, Monday through Saturday. So if you come into Curves and you really feel like this is a great place to be, somewhere where you want to be, bring in a bag of food and we are going to waive our $99 service fee.
So you're going to save $99 this
week. They're going to save $99 and they're going to help. I mean, all our food is donated back to the Peoria Food Coalition. And so not only are you going to save yourself about $100, you'll never see a service fee again. We're not one of those places that charges it yearly, but you're going to help somebody else in need. You're going to just bag up that bag of groceries and come in with a smile and we're ready to help.
That's
you.
That's awesome. And then you can try out some Studio C fun classes.
That's right. We mentioned a couple of times, they're coming on April 21st, 2018 is when Studio C first started. It was our open house. We had a room just full of people having a good time. And so we're in the process of planning a big celebration, anniversary party. And we do this about once a month. We'll hold Friday night happy hour and we'll do that for a charity and you pay $5. You come in and there are like 10-minute snippets of all of our classes. And so you have an opportunity to try different classes to see, you know, because we have a variety of fitness, strength, cardio, dance, yoga, all of that. And so we want you to try it and come in. So we'll stay tuned. Go to Studio C Fitness Facebook page and we'll be able to just watch out for the event that's coming up. And we're going to have a big party, y'all. It's going to
awesome.
Be a big party.
And be ready. Recommit. We want you to do it. I'm challenging you. Recommit to your goals, whether it's a healthy lifestyle, whatever it was that you committed to for 2019. It's time to recommit. It's that time of the year. It's time to rebirth that goal and dream. So, guys, thank you so much for being with me in the studio this morning. It was awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We really appreciate our listeners. That's you. Thank you so much. And be sure to tune in again next Sunday morning, 7 a.m. right here.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?